stomach is being cleansed from dirty things. Oh Allah, wash me, and this is the point here, this is the evidence. Oh Allah, wash me from my sins with ice, water, and snow. Okay? So if the Prophet ﷺ saying, oh Allah, wash me from my sins with these things, so means the purification, how you can be washing something to clean it, which is not pure, means of purification. So the evidence from the hadith, because the Prophet ﷺ used to say, and wash me from my sins with ice, water, and snow. Number two, comes under categories of tahur water, or natural water, the water of Bahr. Okay? The water of al-Bahr, the water of the sea. Okay? And this, we delayed this for a little bit until we get to Bulugh al-Maram. Number three, Ma' Zamzam. The water of Zamzam. This is special water that is gushing there, the well of Zamzam in Mecca. Okay? And this one of the miracles that in the earth that you see it today, this water which been gushing and been running with all these millions of Hajj every year, drinking and taking to their countries, and for years and centuries and centuries. Okay, this water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it gushing from under the feet of the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, okay, in middle of a desert, and still a desert, okay, and still rocks, and still this water gushing, and this water is ta'am tu'min wa shifa'u suqmin, is a food and cure. Okay, and I forgot how long Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu stayed. He used to live in the haram, or staying in the haram, I think, for 6 months or whatever it is. This is all what he was taking. If you are there and do nothing except to drink water of Zamzam, you don't need to eat, you don't need to have medicine, you don't need anything. Keep drinking it and you will gain weight. Believe it or not. Okay? And the strange thing about this water, subhanallah, you drink a little bit of it, you feel like you fall. Finally, we have Kitab Fiqh Sunnah here. I think to go from the right to left. Now let's go a little bit to Kitab Bulugh al-Maram. Okay, how many sections or how many categories of water we said under Tahur? Water which is natural water that you can clean yourself with it, you can drink it, you can make wudu, you can make ghusl, you can clean other things with it. Okay, we said the water of rain, water of hail. Under this comes number four, the water of the sea, the river. Number five comes the water of Zamzam. Number six, water which been changed as a result of staying too long in the same spot. Stained water. Okay? This water, natural water, okay? But because it stayed too long in the same place, something green stuff start to grow in it.
Algae.
Okay. And start the color take little greenish or yellowish color. Okay. You found the hadith?
Yeah.
Okay. So this water is still a clean, pure water. You can use it even if there is a change in the color, because you didn't add anything to it, it changed by itself as a result of staying there too long. Okay, so this water also you can use it for this purpose. What the hadith say, Habib? Thalj wal ma wal barad. Thalj is the ice. Okay, so all these things, all this kind of water is pure. You can make ghusl with it, you can make wudu with it, you can make stinja with it, you can wash your prayer rug with it, you can wash your clothes with it, you can provide other things in the house with this kind of water. Okay, and we're talking especially here about purification for purpose of making salah. Okay, if a person wants to take a ghusl for Jum'ah, taking a ghusl for Janabah, taking ghusl after childbirth, or purifying clothes, you understand, for, because like this dry cleaner, this is a different subject now, I'm not going to talk about it now, we're talking about water, alright? So if you know that your suit or your soap have impurity and you take it as a dry cleaner, you know what this, okay? Was the dry cleaner used what, Abdul Ahad? What's this? It's not anything. No. This for certain things. If your baby defecated in your clothes, you did not go and rub it like this and say this is... No. We only talk about something specifically, okay? Dry semen in your clothes, this is the only thing that you will do it like this. Okay? But defecation, as example, you could not rub it and say now it's pure. Okay? Huh?
Water.
Yeah, you have to use water. Now, let's go to a different kind of water. Used water. A used water. What we call al-ma al-musta'mal. A water which is pure originally, but is been used by somebody. As example, it can be even used from you. Does not have to be from somebody else. Alright? As example, if you make a wudu, okay? And you wash your arm. So this water that coming from your arm, what is the condition of this water? Ridwan?
Pure.
How it can be pure and you just use it? Excuse me?
Was used by
a human. Excuse me? It's used water.
Okay.
This is what we try to understand now, what is the ruling about water that been used. Alright? وَحُكْمُهُ أَنَّهُ طَهُورٌ كَالْمَاءِ الْمُطْلَقِ فَيَصِحُ التَّطْهِيرُ بِهِ بِلَا كَرَاهَةٍ اعْتِبَارًا بِالْأَصْلِ حَيْثُ كَانَ طَهُورًا. Okay, that is say is pure. Water is used is pure, although it's been used. Okay, because the originality of this water was what was pure, and emit or it touch pure. Okay, so pure touch pure doesn't make it impure. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. And also the hadith reported by Jabir ibn Abdullah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to visit me while I was sick. Okay? And he said that he may and I could not comprehend, like you understand he have something like he fainted or his mind is absence or something like this. Okay, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made wudu, and after this he pour, or sometimes you know when somebody have a very bad fever and barely can know what is going on, or okay, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wudu, and after this he pour from this wudu on me, fa'aqiltu, and I acknowledge or recognize things, or I got well. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if this wudu is impure, how he can put it in a Muslim, okay? Because you don't put impurity on people, is it? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he visited this young man while he was sick, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made wudu, and he took from his wudu sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he poured it on this sick person, which was Jabir radiallahu anhu. He's so lucky, okay? Because the water that touches the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had touched this Sahabi. May Allah be pleased with him. And he said, as a result of this, I woke up, or I get well. And also because the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had met him in one of the roads of the Medina. This hadith Abu Huraira, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقيه في بعض طرق المدينة وهو جنب فانخنس منه فذهب فاغتسل ثم جاء فقال أين كنت يا أبا هريرة فقال كنت جنبا فكرهت أن أجالسك وأنا على غير طهارة فقال سبحان الله إن المؤمن لا ينجس. This is from Adab Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, and the respect for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Huraira, he was junub. The junub is the case after a person have intercourse before he take a shower, we call him junub. Okay? So Abu Huraira was junub, and he was walking in the street. So he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he did what? He hide, he disappeared, he went someplace else. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw him. So he went to his house, he took a shower, he came back. Say, what's happened, Abu Huraira? Why you disappear? Why you didn't come to talk to me? Say, O Prophet of Allah, I was junub. Okay? And I dislike to sit with you while I'm not on tahara. Why I'm not pure. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the famous word of somebody, okay, what he said? He said, Subhanallah. He said, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, indeed the believer never be impure. So it doesn't matter if you break your wudu, you are in janaba, you are in hide, as a believer you always tahir, Subhanallah. Huh? Amu Abd al-Rahman, Subhanallah. He said, Subhanallah, innal mu'min la yanjus. Nothing makes the believer what? Najis. Who's najis? Is the kafir. Who's najis? Is the kafir. This is big time, brother. You want me to say it? Okay. Huh? What's his name? Bill Clinton? Okay. What about George? What about what's his name? This other Bush? What's his name? Bush and Reagan and all this. Okay? So this lets us understand that if the believer under no condition can be impure, so if the water touch the believer, this water is still what? Still pure. He can use it. He can make wudu. Okay? As example, when we make wudu, what we do? We wipe our head. Okay? And after this, we do what? Your ears. You don't go and take a new water. You see? You don't go and take a new water. Okay? Alright. Before we go out of the subject, I supposed to be teaching you from Bulugh al-Maram, and I found myself going in another. I didn't even. But getting back to Bulugh al-Maram, this hadith, which is the first one, at least let's mention one hadith, so that I'll be keeping my word that this is the book that we're studying. But everything is related. You see, these 12 books, everything basically seem even the coven in some. I found sometimes certain sections, the whole section is almost the same. The first hadith in the first kitab, in kitab Bulugh al-Maram, under the book of al-Tahara, and the first chapter, which Bab al-Miyah,
Bab what, Abd al-Ahad?
Bab al-Miyah.
Oh, mashallah. You getting ready, brother? Getting closer. Mashallah. Bab al-what?
Miyah.
It's not the niya now, okay? Alright. Bab al-Miyah. And Miyah means what, Abd al-Ahad? You are not going to write, say it right this time. Water?
Waters.
You're right.
Cool.
Okay, remember now. Alright? You have these two sisters sitting looking for any Arabic words to put it in their notebook. Miyah is the plural of what, Habib? You are not going to get this one, inshallah. Huh? Miyah is the plural of what?
Meh.
Uh-oh. You got it. Maya? Who said Maya? You need to go back to Egypt, sister. Okay. First hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في البحر أي في موضوع البحر هو الطهور ماؤه الحل ميتته أخرجه الأربعة وابن أبي شيبة واللفظ له وصححه ابن أبي خزيمة والترمذي. This is the first hadith which in بلوغ المرام saying reported from the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning the sea, indeed its water is purifying and its dead is lawful. This is my translation now, okay? This is not what the translation in the book. You can check your book and see how is it, okay? Alright, now let's go a little bit details about this. First of all, the hadith is sahih, okay? The hadith is sahih. Number one, Abu Huraira. Yeah, I got it. Abu Huraira, his name is, this is his kunya, but his name is Abdul Rahman, son of Sakhr. The most one among the Sahaba collected a hadith, and he narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, or is being collected for him, 5,374 hadith. Top student of the Prophet. Okay. He died in the year 59, while his age was 78 years. And been buried in Al Madina in Al Baqi'a. Excuse me? No, 59 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? After the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the year 59. Okay? So this is more than 1300 years ago, okay? 50. Yeah. So Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, which is Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr, is the narrator of this hadith. Okay. And this hadith, Rawahu Abu Dawood, is the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, and At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, An-Nisa'i, Malik, in his Muwatta. Okay. And Ibn Abi Shaybah, and collection of Ibn Khuzaymah. Alright? Al-Bahr, or the sea, is a name given to a big, big quantity of water, or the salty water. This according to the dictionary, when they define the sea. At-Tahur is a name for what he used to purify things with, okay? What you use as a means of purification. So it's pure itself, and will give the ruling of purification or profane something else. Al-Hil means halal. Ibn Abi Shaybah, he is Abu Bakr, Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Shaybah, is the Sheikh of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, he has his book, Musnad ibn Abi Shaybah. So in the Musnad of Abi Shaybah, you found this hadith also, and Ibn Abi Shaybah is one of the sheikhs of Imam al-Bukhari. And Ibn Khuzaymah is Abu Bakr Muhammad Ibn Ishaq Ibn Khuzaymah, and this as much we can tell you about it. This hadith came as a result of a question being addressed. And we got to know about this, addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we got to know this because going back on Al-Muwatta, he found the narration of the hadith that Abu Huraira telling us that Iman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in Musnad Ibn Ahmad, Musnad al-Imam Ahmad is telling us that this man from Bani Mudlaj. And in the collection of Al-Tabarani, we got to know that this man, his name is Abdullah. Okay? So a man by name is Abdullah from Bani Midlij came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told him, this is the full narration now, O Messenger of Allah, we ride the sea and we carry with us a little of water. If we make wudu, we be thirsty. Should we use it for water? That means, in another narration, which is the collection of Abu Dawood, should we use the water of the sea? Since we only have little water with us. So those people and this man, he traveled by the sea. Okay? And he take with him a little bit of water because he don't have ships like what we have, so he's not carrying the whole too much water with him, enough for him to drink. Alright? So now the question, since the sea looks different to the man from the water that he familiar with, it looks different in the taste, looks different in the color, okay? So this brought to his mind to question the Prophet about the sea. He said, what we're going to do, this little water, if we use it for wudu, we'll be thirsty. Can we use the water of the sea for ablution? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered the man. He said to him, huwa tahur ma'u. Okay? And huwa is pronoun which is referring to what? To al-bahr, the sea. The ma'u, ma' and hu, ma'uhu, the pronoun, okay, it's water, the water of the sea is what? Purifying. And the man was asking the Prophet about the water. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he add and he gave him more information, and he said to him, and al-hil, al-hil means al-halal, maitatu, maitatu, the dead of it. Dead animal of the sea, okay, is what? Is lawful, halal, al-hil. So, from the answer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we get to understand that the water of the sea, tahir, mutahhar, the pure itself and purify others. And the dead animals of the sea is halal. That means, these things which die from the animals of the sea, you don't have to have tazkiyah for it. You don't have to slaughter it. Okay? So, if you catch it alive or dead, okay, it's lawful for you to eat it. Okay? So now, we got to know about two things about this hadith, the ruling, that the water of the sea, although it's salty, okay, although it's a lot different from the nature water, but is what is tahur, is what purifying. You can use it for wudu, you can use it for ghusl, you can wash your clothes with it, you can purify anything with it. Alright? This is number one. Number two, all animals, all living things, let me use this living things, not animals, okay, that breathe, or living things, all living things that live in, born, raised, live in the water, that does not need slaughtering. You can eat it when you catch it. How big, how small, how, don't tell me how the shape. Anything comes from the water is what is halal. Right? Now the second hadith in Kitab Bulugh al-Maram, which reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الماء طهور لا ينجسه شيء. Okay, this hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, water is pure and nothing can make it impure. Reported by At-Tirmidhi and Ahmad, graded it sahih sound. Okay. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الماء طهور لا ينجسه شيء. أخرجه الثلاثة وصححه أحمد. The reporter of the hadith, which Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and this is his kunya. Okay, does anybody know what is my kunya, please? Anybody know what's my kunya? Yes, sister. Excuse me? I'm not talking about the Prophet, I'm talking about Muhammad Sayyid Adli. Huh? Ajib. But I don't have, oh, I have a Muhammad here. But I'm not. Huh? Abu Habib? No. Abu what? Abu Abida? Okay. My kunya is Abu al-Abadila. Okay? And this is the plural of Abid. And al-Abadila are the Sahabas that Abdullah ibn Umar and Abdullah ibn Zubair and Abdullah ibn was the three companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So we have Abdullah Nadir, and I have Abdul Mu'izz, and I have Abdul Rahman. So I have three Abds. Okay, so now my kunya is Abul Abadila, a penny, because he got the right answer. Okay, so Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, this is his kunya, this is not his name, but his name is Sa'd ibn Malik ibn Sanan al-Khazraji, and he's from the tribe from al-Ansar. Okay, this hadith is known as hadith Bi'r Buda'a. And the reason of this hadith, that it been said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَتَوَضَّأُ مِنْ بِئْرِ بِضَاعَةٍ وَهِيَ بِئْرٌ يُطْرَحُ فِيهَا الْحِيَّضُ وَلَحْمُ الْكِلَابِ وَالنَّتِنُ. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ الْمَاءَ طَهُورٌ لَا يُنَجِّسُهُ شَيْءٌ. فأفاد أن الماء طهور or طاهر. Okay, so this hadith came as a result of what is a question. There is a بئر. What is بئر? Finn, who studied the Arabic?
Well.
Okay, good. You remember بئر بليلة?
Yeah.
Alright, this is where I used to live. بئر is what? Is a well of water. It used to be well called Bida'a. Okay? And this well of water, people used to throw all kind of stuff in it. filthy, dirty things, okay? Dead animals, flesh, dog meat, women after uses whatever clothes for cleaning menses, things, all kind of things they used to throw it in it, okay? So this also brought the question to the mind of the companions, all this filthy, dirty animal, everything been thrown in, can we make wudu from this water coming? So what the Prophet said, water is what is pure, because this running water is always gushing, so these things doesn't affect it. Always there is a new supply is coming, okay? So these things is not going to affect it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informs them that the water is tahir, mutahir, pure in itself, can purify others, even if najasa, an impurity, had mixed with it or been thrown in it, it remained in its pure condition, okay? Because it's running water, new supplies, is a large quantity of water, so these things is not going to affect it. But my understanding, the well is under, and the spring, maybe you understand, is much easier and up in the top, okay? You see it like in front of you, but well, like deep down more. All of them coming from down, okay? Okay? But basically, this is what it is, that like a hole down, and this is the reason they're throwing things in it. What do you think the water coming in the well from? How's running? Running water under the ground, okay, and you have like a hole that, and this is the only source, your exit or your window to reach, to throw something down like a bucket with a rope to bring the water out. So the water is running down, but it's not going to be the hole, otherwise it will be like a river or will be like an ocean in front of you, but there's something running down and people walking, and in a special area will find a open which you can get to access to this. So we understood from this hadith that the quantity, the big quantity of water could not be harmed by the impurity or the dirty things that is thrown in it, okay? And should we stop here? Anybody getting tired? Keep going. Alhamdulillah. The next hadith, which is the third hadith, okay, is da'if. Therefore, I'm not going to go in discussion in it. This hadith, which by Abi Umam al-Bahili, may Allah be pleased with him, okay, and I'm going to skip this hadith and I'll go to hadith number 4. Hadith number 4, which is reported by Abdullah ibn Umar. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا كان الماء قلتين لم يحمل الخبث وفي لفظ لم ينجس أخرجه الأربعة وصححه ابن خزيمة والحاكم وابن حبان. Okay, this known as hadith al-qullatayn. Al-qullatayn is which is musanna or dual of qulla, and a qulla is a measurement that they use in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for water, liquid, things like this, okay, like you have liter or you have gallons, all these things means of measurement, liquids, okay? So you have al-qulla, and al-qulla, I can say approximately like this table that I'm sitting about. If you can imagine container as big as this table, or if you stretch your arm, your right arm to your side, about, So this will be the length, width, depth, okay? This will be like a kulla. So if you have two containers like this, this you're talking about kullatayn, and this consider like what? A big amount of water, which is not going to be impure. Except now we're going to talk, when we talk about najis, impure water, there's something going to change the water, and it's not a water anymore. Okay? It's not known as a water. When somebody will look to it, he will say this is orange juice, as example, or this is sewer water, okay? Something like this. This hadith, which reported by Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no enough water to fill two pots. It carries no impurity. Another version has, it does not become unclean. Okay? So in another narration, that mean that water doesn't come impure, lam yanjus, okay? Which both of them try to give you that this measurement, it takes the water out of being impure. The hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Umar, and he is the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab. He accepted Islam while he was young in Mecca, and he attended the battle of Al-Khandaq, and he died in Mecca in the year of 37. They say the measurement of the qulla, two qulla, is approximately 500 ratl Iraqi. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the ratl is like almost 2 pounds. Maybe equal to, close to kilo. Is this correct, sister? Anybody heard about ratl before? We used to use the ratl in Egypt. Maybe it's the English system or French, I don't know what kind of British system.
Yeah.
But I think it's less, the kilo is 1,000 grams, is it?
Yeah.
So, ratl is little bit. So it's 2 kulla, 500 kilo, let's say about 450 kilo water. This is 2 kulla. Okay, listen here. It say, وَمِقْدَارُ الْقُلَّتَيْنِ نَحُ 500 رَطْلِ أي عراقي. And this hadith, which in collection of Imam Al-Hakim and Ibn Hibban, and this hadith actually is talking about what is a lot from the water, what considered by Islamic measurement to be a lot of water. So what is little is what is less than the 2 qulla, okay? And what is more than 2 qulla, okay? So the impurity is not going to affect it. And we get in more details, because I see the tape is about to finish. I thought I'm going to finish the first chapter of the first book today, which is supposed to cover the water and the su'r, the remaining left over after drinking, okay? As example, if I drink from this, what remains in the cup, call what?